Welcome back to WISR 680 AM, listeners. Tyler Friel with you on this afternoon, and we are joined by Howie Pentany of Pentany Capital Management in Portersville. And Howie joins us over the phone line. Of course, in this time of social distancing, we have normally had Howie here in the studio, but we're glad he's taking this time to join us via the phone. Howie, great to have you here.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from you, that's for sure.
And we're here to talk a little financial news with Howie. And of course, the stock market has been continuously in fluctuation. But we do want to point out here at the top of the broadcast that this is not investment advice. We're just chatting with Howie. And so if you are interested in pursuing investment advice, we encourage you to contact your investment professional, your tax attorney or advisor for information that pertains to you. So this is just kind of talking news in general. So want to make sure we point that out at the top of the broadcast. But boy, Howie, this has been a few interesting weeks on the stock market. You know, it feels like roller coaster is sometimes an overused term, but this has truly been just something that changes, it feels like, by the day.
It does. And the problem with this is I don't really mind the fluctuation, but investors don't like it. You know, sometimes you can take advantage, if you are an investor, sometimes you can take advantage of fluctuations, but, you know, the average investor doesn't like all this stuff. And, you know, I get that, and we all get that, because you don't like to see your money go up and down in value, especially quickly. I mean, we've had some moves that have been 10% or something, and it's just been crazy. So we don't like to see that. I don't know when it is, Tyler, but all of this selling and all of this fear is going to go away one of these days. The problem is we don't know when that is. My view is that most of this market fluctuation has been because of the virus. And, you know, if the virus would disappear, then I think things would slow down and, you know, and people would feel a little more comfortable, but it's just not doing it. And, the problem is, to your point out about what's going on in the marketplace, the problem is that here in Butler County, you know, we got a bunch of working people here. I mean, people get up and go to work here in Butler County, and you know, they can't do that. They're staying at home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not good for the economy because they're not producing any goods and services. And they don't have any money to spend, some of them. So we need to get this thing going, but who knows when it's going to happen. I've been around for a long time, and I've seen a lot of stuff. But this is uncharted territory for even somebody like me because we can't see an end to this. If you could see an end to it, you'd feel okay. But we just can't see an end to it, and we've got to be patient. Investors have to be patient and courageous.
Well, I think what one of the more interesting aspects of this is, you know, when you have seen unemployment numbers happen before, whether it was, you know, 2008 or even here locally in the 80s, there felt like there was a cause and effect. Now, we know the cause. It is the coronavirus and all the really question marks that surround it financially. But as you and I have talked in the past, the underlying American economy was very strong before this virus broke out.
We were laughing. I think I was talking to Dave one time, and we were laughing about that because my view was that at the beginning of this year, my view was that this stock market wasn't cheap anymore. But it was so strong, it just kept going. And it felt like something needed to happen. I had no clue what it was, trust me. But I kind of felt like this market, something's going to happen to kick this market. I had no idea what it was. I certainly didn't know about the coronavirus. So I felt uneasy about it, about the market generally, because we'd run so far so fast. I mean, this market's up, what, 300% in the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a meaningful correction. Now, we've been almost 20%, and now we're above 20%. I think the S&P, as of the close of the business last night, was down about 24% on the year-to-date. I don't measure from the high because I think that's silly. Mm-hmm. I look at the year-to-date. So the first three quarters of this year through March, the S&P was down about 24. It was down 20 generally, and then yesterday we lost another 4. So you could say into the quarter and into one more day, you know, into Wednesday, we lost 4 more percent. So in the quarter and Wednesday, we were down 24. So this is not happy camper time. I mean, I don't care if you did, if you haven't lost 24%. If you've lost 12 or 15, you know, that's more than you're used to. So that's the problem. Investors are not used to looking at losses, and that can be pretty tough on them.
We're talking with Howie Penteny of Penteny Capital Management. On Thursday, unemployment numbers were revealed across the United States showing that 6.6 million people have filed for unemployment. Now, in my conversations with you, you say you're looking long-term. But what are some investors taking away from this latest jobs report?
I don't think they take away a lot, especially the investors who work with advisors and so on. We're not talking about the people who manage mutual funds or whatever. I mean, they can make out of it what they want to, but I don't pay a lot of attention to it because it's generally short term. Plus, I don't trust the numbers. How many times have you seen it? Well, today, you know, we've got some revised figures from yesterday. I mean, how many times have you seen that?
Yeah. Well, so, even the job prediction numbers, you know, some were speculating that it would be right around the 3 million. Not a whole lot of people expected this number to come out, which I think could echo a little bit to your point.
Yeah, and it's just very difficult. I have a tendency to try to look longer term. I mean, I don't care if I'm buying stocks. I don't care what I'm doing. If I'm looking at an investor's time horizon, what's your time horizon? Is it 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps you make a decision about how to manage the money. So, you know, I don't really look at the short term stuff because A, it's prone to correction, and you just can't trust the numbers anymore. So I let them go ahead and say, you know, the job numbers were bad, and so the market went down this morning. Well, now it's up 300. Mm-hmm. The Dow's up 300. So it's just been all over the place, and it's going to be that way, Tyler, until we get some sort of a good news. I've been saying for the past 2 or 3 weeks, what we need is some good news. There hadn't been any.
Yeah.
You know, there hadn't been any good news. And we need some serious good news on the coronavirus, you know, kind of gone away a little bit someplace. I think it's probably started to that degree in China, but who knows if we can believe that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Europe is being spanked over there. I mean, France and Italy. So it's tough, man. I mean, you can't even travel. If you wanted to go to Paris and spend the weekend with your wife, you don't even want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, this is just not fun. And it's not fun for the companies. I mean, the companies are, you know, there are some companies that are going to go out of business because of this in the next 4 weeks. There are companies who are financially not that strong, and they've got to work. They're fine as long as they're working. As long as their people are working and they're generating cash flow, they're fine. But if you shut that down, if you shut down the cash flow, and you shut down their ability to make money, then some of these companies are going to be in trouble. Some of them are going to go away. And, you know, you hope it's not too bad. I mean, I hope it's not too bad. But if I were guessing, I would say some of them are going to go away, and some of them may never be back. I have a lot of faith in the United States people. You know, I like the people. We're all the people, especially people here in Western Pennsylvania. We're working people. We get up and go to work in the morning. Mm-hmm. As long as you have that, then if some businesses go out of business, it's likely that we have a lot of entrepreneurs around here. Somebody will come along and start up another business just like that, and get everybody back to work. So I have a lot of confidence in our ability. I'm just unsure about what's happening short term.
And I think when we're trying, and you know, we've been mentioning it throughout the course of this conversation here, but trying to find that end date is something that is basically entirely unknown. And, you know, to your point, if you could zero in on something, you know, 3 to 4 weeks now, and then, hey, we'll be back to business as usual in late May, you feel like that could possibly restore some confidence in some businesses. But is that question of the unknown, Howie, part of the reason why that you're just kind of getting this scratching of the heads look from some economists and financial people across the world?
There's no question about it. The stock market does not like uncertainty. Okay? If there's things going on the stock market can't figure out, it doesn't like that. Nothing works better in the market when everything, when the economy is good, you know, and interest rates are low and companies are making good money, corporate profits are good. The stock market loves that. But man, as soon as you change some of that, or you bring that into question, the stock market does not like that. And as many as you know, people like me, I've always thought I was a moderately intelligent human being when it came to the stock market. But I'll tell you something, I don't like it. I don't like the uncertainty myself. So I understand the investors. I mean, the investors don't like it. The stock market doesn't like it. You know, I love it when interest rates are low and companies are making a lot of money and inflation is low. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. But when you don't have that, man, it's difficult.
I wanted to talk about interest rates because, you know, as someone who is, I don't want to say clueless about it, but maybe needs a little bit more guidance. When the Fed knocks down interest rates close to zero, does that have any effect on a day-to-day worker, you know, somebody in the middle class who's punching in, punching out every day?
If you're buying a house, you better believe it does. If you're buying a car. I mean, if you're buying something and arranging financing, whether it be long-term or short-term, and you have interest rates that are low, I mean, I talked to somebody the other day, a friend of mine who said he just wrapped up a 30-year, I think it was a 30-year mortgage, and I think it was 3.25%. I mean, that's like stealing money. You know, I remember when I bought my first house, I paid 9% interest for a 30-year loan.
Wow.
9%. So, man, if you're in the market and you need to buy a house, this is really a good time to do it. You should go out and make those numbers happen. But, I mean, they could always go lower. You know, I mean, you never say never. They could always go lower. But, man, 3%, and if you look back in history, 3%'s been a good number. I remember a friend of mine who was a historian used to laugh and say, the money changers in Rome used to charge 6%. In other words, those were the people who loaned money out, you know, like loan sharks did. And they would charge 6%. So 6% was a high rate. 3.25% is not.
We're talking with Howie Penteny, Penteny Capital Management in Portersville. And, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, you know, this is unprecedented, and I would generally agree with them. But as we try to evaluate the economy long term, and again, I hearken back to what we've talked about prior to this, you know, with some of, you know, the recession of 2008, there was a bubble that burst. You know, when you're gearing up and how the economy was moving along, you know, it was this virus that I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but popped up and shut down the American economy. When we're looking at the recovery, does having that underlying or at one point underlying strong economy provide any boost into getting back to the way things were, or is this just going to be fairly detrimental and take a little bit longer of a time to climb out of it?
If I knew the answer to that, I'd be too busy to talk to you. I think that this is just a guess because I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that if we get everything under control and everything's pretty cool, I think we're going to go through a certain amount of time, and it may be, you know, 2 months, 3 months, it may be a quarter, maybe 2 quarters, before the economy begins to run away like it was. And, you know, that's just something that we don't know. Where this is pretty, in the, again, pointing out the hard workers and so on we have in America, this economy was very strong. I believe, this is my opinion, I believe that the stock market would still be chugging along, maybe going to new highs, if the coronavirus hadn't popped up. The market was doing real well. We had low inflation, corporate profits were good, and, you know, it was just a good time. So I think the market would have done just fine if this hadn't happened. But you know something? It's always something. Something always comes along to, break up the party. So this doesn't surprise me at all. I knew something was going to happen. I just didn't know when or what it was.
We're talking with Howie Penteny of Penteny Capital Management in Portersville. And again, just a reminder, this is not investment advice. If you are seeking investment advice, well, we encourage you to contact your investment professional or tax attorney or advisor for information that pertains to you. We're talking generally about finances here. When it comes to the stimulus, I say stimulus, it's more of an emergency relief package. I don't know, this is kind of a broad question, but if you could explain to our listeners exactly what that's meant to do to the economy. I mean, we're talking $2 trillion here, Howie.
Yeah, it's supposed to, and it probably will. I mean, I wouldn't argue with it. It'll probably throw some business into the economy. But, you know, I look at it and I say, okay, $1,200. You know, maybe the average person gets $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that's going to make you well. I don't think it's going to make many car payments. You know, I don't think it's going to make your mortgage. So it's a short-term stimulus. It's designed to help the economy over the short term, to put some dollars in play, if you will. And it'll probably work. I mean, that'll probably put some dollars in play. Will that affect the stock market? You know, well, you know, throw them up and take a look, because I don't have a clue. It can't hurt, and it may provide a short-term stimulus until we get to the place where we can operate on our own again. But this stuff is all, you have to remember this, Tyler, this stuff is all short-term. Everything that everybody's doing is short-term. You know, so we kick it up short term, we help everybody short term, but the issue is we gotta get this situation taken care of so that long term we're good.
And when we're talking long term, you know, you're not talking about, you know, just till May. I mean, you're talking about, you know, through the rest of the year and then even after that, correct?
Yeah, I think that investors, now I'm only talking about people who are investors. There are a lot of people that aren't investors. So I'm talking about people who are investors and they have generally a stock market related investments. I think that those people have to be enthusiastic. They have to be ready to go. And most people are. In other words, if you show somebody an idea and they think it's a good idea, they'll run with it. And, man, that's good when that happens. I mean, I like to see successful people, as a matter of fact. You know, it doesn't make me envious of anybody when I see a successful person, because I like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I like to see people being successful. It, you know, from my standpoint and the fact that I'm in the business I'm in, you know, I like to see success. I like to invest in companies that are successful and are having success. Everybody should like people that are successful because they're the backbone of the United States. You need successful people to have jobs and to have factories and to have, you know, give you the opportunity to do better for yourself. And when that happens, man, it just doesn't get much better than that. And that's why I say long term. I was trying to answer your question long term.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm looking at an investment, I try to look out at least 5 years and say, okay, I'm looking at this investment. Is this an investment that's going to be around for 5 years? I'd rather be able to say 10 years, but that's just crazy. What do I know? I don't know 10 years. So I try to say, is this product, whatever it is, something that's probably going to be around in 5 years? If it is, then that piques my interest. You know, maybe I want to take a look at it. And, you know, and those things can fall under a lot of categories. I mean, I don't care whether you're, what you're looking at. If you take a look and just say, is this a fad or is this going to be around for 5 or 10 years? If you do that, you get a pretty good idea in your mind about whether or not your idea is something you ought to run with.
He's Howie Penteny, Penteny Capital Management in Portersville. Some legalese, securities, and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Howie, appreciate the time.
Well, thank you, Dolly. Appreciate it, and good luck to everybody out there.
He's Howie Penteny, and again, in Portersville, 724-368-4224. I'm Tyler Friel saying so long for now. You've been listening to WISR 680 AM. Have a safe and happy weekend.